Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager Show brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. It'll be a little chilly and damp today, but baseball will be played, and nobody likes rainouts, Terry, but boy, it was banged quickly yesterday. And the good news is you just come back here and play a doubleheader.
Yeah, and that's not the worst thing in the world. And I don't even care about the split doubleheader. Sometimes I think those can be over-magnified. You know, you get an extra player, which helps. You know, it's a little bit of a long day. But sometimes when you play a straight doubleheader, you rush so much in between that the guys don't eat. And this way, they get a chance to rest a little bit. And, you know, it just, I think it's one of those things where you try to make sure you have a good atmosphere around your ball club. So it's a long, good day as opposed to just a long day.
Does it help where you've managed in Cleveland, Boston, Philly? I mean, you're used to April being pretty unpredictable.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way getting around it, and we, you know that. And there's no way that we've found yet to corral the weather. You know, you try to pretty much keep your eye on everything, but the weather's going to do what it wants. And you've seen it longer than me in Cleveland. When it comes off that lake, it can say one thing, and it's doing another. So like I said, you just prepare to play and then do what you're supposed to do, knowing that there's going to be some stops sometime. That's just the way it is.
Terry, when you have a decision like today, you're going with Trevor Bauer, bumping everybody back. You could have gone with Corey Kluber today. How does that all shake out?
A lot of communication. I think when you start to juggle the rotation, at least in my opinion, there needs to be a really compelling reason, because you're basically telling one guy and you're trying to skip him. Never been a huge fan of that. But in saying that, you know, we went and talked to Kluber. We went and talked to the guys because we don't, you know, we're on the same team, and we don't want to think we're helping and then really find out, well, we could have done it differently. So there's a lot of communication that goes on.
And does it really hurt anybody to have an extra day in your mind?
Not at all. Not at all. But we want to make sure. And I think that right now we all feel like, and the pitchers included, that day's going to help. Now, then you also go and you look at the schedule and you think, okay, where does it go from here? Because it could be one day now, but because the day's off, it mm-hmm. could be two or three. So you want to just take a minute and look at everything just to make sure you make the right decision.
How about Jason Kipnis? How's everything going for him in the minor leagues on his rehab?
He did really well. He played the two games back-to-back. And he feels like he's good to go. And I think we're probably leaning that way too. We just wanted to make sure that there were no red flags. I think from talking to everybody between Kip, Chris, Cherney, the medical people, I think we feel like he's ready to go. He may not be ready to play every day. We get that. But getting him back, you know, he's a big force in what we do, so it'll be good to get him back.
Hey, you've come here and won two games. Almost forget about that with the day off. And this has never been an easy place to win games at. And you really took apart a good pitcher the other night.
Well, and we're going to have to do it again today because Irvin Santana is off to the best start of any pitcher in baseball. You know, he's always had the stuff. There's been times where he's been really good. There's been times when it's been frustrating, I know. But right now, I think he's given up 5 hits in 21 innings. And, I mean, you talk about a guy that probably feels really good about himself. So he's throwing all his pitches for strikes. He's confident. So we're going to have our hands full. I think Trevor's excited about it. The one guy, you know, Mickey and I were talking last night, when we're up against a good pitcher, I think Trevor relishes that. And I hope he does, because we're going to need a good outing.
What makes that so?
I think that's just part of him, where he looks at the opposing pitcher. Some guys look at the opposing team. Some guys don't look at anything. But I think he wants to outdo that guy he's pitching. I hope he does.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Twins coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.